Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. Big travel weekend underway with 17 million people expected to be screened at airports before Wednesday. One of two doctors accused of playing roles in the death of Friends star Matthew Perry made his first court appearance on Friday.
Dr. Mark Chavez has agreed to give up his medical license and to immediately close his medical office in San Diego. His attorney tells me effectively Chavez is no longer a doctor. Prosecutors want Chavez to help them build their case against others accused in the death of Matthew Perry. His attorney says as part of a plea deal, Chavez is fully cooperating. Alex Stone, ABC News, in federal court in downtown L.A.
At a vigil in Dallas Friday night.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Darren Burks, Lord.
Mourners remembering Officer Darren Burks. He was shot and killed in his squad car Thursday by a suspect police identified as Corey Cobb Bay. This is ABC News. Dan. To Brazil, where a judge in that country has now ordered the X social media platform to be banned. It's the latest chapter in a dispute between the platform's owner, Elon Musk, and Brazilian Supreme Court justice. That judge says Musk refused to comply with his order to suspend at least 140 accounts, many of them right-wing pundits and lawmakers who question the results of Brazil's 2022 election. Musk says free speech is the bedrock of democracy, and the judge is destroying it for political purposes. The country of 200 million people is X's fourth largest market. During his daily evening address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky confirms he fired the commander of the country's Air Force 4 days after an F-16 warplane that Ukraine received from its Western partners crashed during a Russian bombardment. Zelensky says that Ukraine needs to strengthen its army at the command level. Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. When money people talk about retirement plans, they'll usually start talking about 401ks. But if you are one of the 57 million Americans who doesn't have a retirement plan from your job, I worked in restaurants for a long time, so I know, retirement planning can seem mysterious. I know, it really did for me. That's why today I'm talking about target date funds. That's the retirement tool that I used when I did not have a job with a 401k. I chose an investment fund with a target date. For me, it was the year I'm going to retire, you know, when I turned 65. And then I started putting money in the account, and the fund adjusts my investments over time, moving from higher return but riskier things to less risky things as my retirement date approaches. The hardest part of retirement investing is getting started. I hope this helps. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Slaughterhouses are a big reason for so many toxic algae blooms in Wisconsin in recent years, but it's been 20 years since federal regulations were updated. Mike Moan reports.
In 2021, more than 100 people were sickened by toxic algae, mostly in freshwater. And the number of reported toxic algae outbreaks have increased each year from 2015 to 2023. John Rumpler with Environment America, the group behind the analysis, says that nitrogen, phosphorus, grease, bacteria, and other farm runoff is one of the driving causes.
These industrial-scale operations with hundreds of dairy cows or thousands of hogs, that volume of manure just all too often winds its way to rivers and lakes and streams.
The EPA says exposure to toxic algae can include skin rashes, headaches, vomiting, and pneumonia. Children and pets are especially vulnerable. In the new Census of Agriculture, data show the number of Wisconsin farms is declining, but farm sizes are growing, underscoring concerns about the expansion of industrial agriculture. Rumpler adds, in rural areas, slaughterhouses also are triggering blooms.
It turns out that slaughterhouses, the places where a lot of these animals are brought, also release a huge amount of nitrogen and or phosphorus into our waterways.
Federal regulations for slaughterhouses haven't been updated in 20 years and not since the mid-1970s for smaller facilities. Rumpler says it's encouraging the EPA is now considering new changes to its rules, largely in response to advocacy groups. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Beautiful holiday weekend weather ahead. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Sunshine and warmer for tomorrow, highs in the low 80s. Highs of 70 to 75 Sunday and Labor Day, more sunshine. And the pleasant temps continue through the rest of next week. It's 60 right now.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm in my new time slot from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And we'll be doing my show from Madison, where joining me in studio will be award-winning filmmaker and record producer Wendy Schneider.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Bach, sitting in for Jane Matt and Air, who's currently on vacation. We hope she's having a wonderful time, and we thank you for being here for today. If you want to be part of the conversation, you can call or text us, 855-752-4842. It's all the same number, 855-752-4842, if you want to get in touch with us. You can also get in touch with us, Calvin. Did you know this? Civic Media has its very own app.
Yeah, that must be really expensive, though, Greg.
It's like $43,000. Oh, nope, I'm getting the... Nope, sorry. Hold on. Looking at the report just given to me. It's free.
Wow. Unbelievable.
I love trying to impress a Gen Zer. It is free. You can download it at your favorite app store of choice. You can then find your favorite station. You can talk to us via text or calling through that app. So, and just as a little heads up, when we have contests from time to time, texting us through the app is how you got to do it. So you want to get it anyways and be part of the fun. So go to your favorite app store of choice, download the Civic Media app, and you can get in touch with us as well. Also, and I didn't know this because I don't have a smart speaker at home, Calvin. Do you have a smart speaker like an Alexa or a Google or something?
I did my best to get rid of them, but my parents have returned one to our home.
Because they're listening, Calvin. They're listening to you. You can actually prompt your smart speaker to listen to us. So basically go to your smart speaker and say, hey, insert name here. Be polite to it because it's a robot. And just ask the smart speaker to play WGBW in Green Bay, or you can do WAUK wherever you're at and you want to listen to a station. You can do that by going to your smart speaker, ask it nicely to play us, and then you can listen to our wonderful voices. And then... we want to thank Dan Schaefer for being on the show. Like we said before, we didn't get a chance to go over it again, but he is our political editor here at Civic Media now. We are very excited to have him here. He is also the founder of the multi-award-winning website, The Recombobulation Area. And we want to welcome his friends who are watching on the live show. This happens a lot, Calvin. Dan Schaefer comes on the show, and a lot of people come to watch him, and I appreciate that. And they stick around, and I appreciate that too, but they don't engage with us, Calvin.
Yeah, send in a comment. We'd love to hear from you.
We get that Dan Schaefer bump, and we want to hear from you, everyone, on the live stream. So, and this is a fun one we can talk about. So, Calvin, we found out this week that the godly-like British rock band Oasis is getting back together after 15 years of being broken up. And you said to me that you don't know a ton about them, right?
Well, I am deeply familiar with one singular song.
What song is that?
That song would be Wonderwall. That song, if you've ever been to a party, in a college party that's kind of low key and someone brings out a guitar, it's going to be Wonderwall.
Well, and there's a reason why that is, Calvin. Oasis prides himself, Noel Gallagher as the chief songwriter of that group, prides himself on writing. And when I say basic, I don't mean this in the pejorative. They're basic rock songs. They utilize three chords. Those chords are easy to play, but those are the ones that stick in your head. We're not sitting here talking about Emerson, Lake and Palmer, a band you, I know, have never heard of. We talk about bands like Oasis. We talk about bands like the Beatles. We talk about bands that make it simple in the songwriting, but those songs get stuck in our head. And they are going to be getting back together after 15 years. Now, you might be wondering, well, why did they break up in the first place, Greg? Because Noel and Liam Gallagher apparently hate each other.
Yeah, from what I've gathered, and I actually haven't done any research on this, just watched like one clip.
Yeah.
But it sounds like...
We dig deep into the research, folks. We do... Your uncle says to do the research, we do the research.
It sounds like it was like a Fleetwood Mac situation, but they couldn't get along after it.
No, exactly. They and that's the thing, is there's nothing that money won't solve, whether you're talking about Fleetwood Mac, the Eagles, or as some people say, Eagles, or Oasis. You throw enough money and they're going to get back together. But that doesn't deter people from going out and seeing them. And they're going to play stadiums again. They are going to fill stadiums, 50, 60, 70,000 seat stadiums to play their shows, because that's how much they're loved. And the question we wanted to ask everybody on the live stream and on listening to us over the air right now is, who is a band that you would love to see get back together? You know, who was a band? And I'm not even going to make they can be gone now. You know, they can be passed on. You know, we'll make this all encompassing. Who is a, and more importantly, who is a band that you never want to see get back together? Kelvin, do you have a band that you would love to see get back together? Don't worry about it being a Gen Z favorite. We'll come along with you.
To be completely honest with you, the Gen Z music era is kind of the era of the solo artist. I don't really know that many bands.
Really? Really? Yeah, well, okay, so...
That I would want... I know bands, but not like any particular that I... No, no, are broken up or anything.
None
like
that you're clamoring to hear come back together again.
No, I'll have to rack my brain a little bit about that.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I mean, it's something that we all get excited for. I mean, I'm a huge fan of a band called the Pixies, and if you haven't heard of them, you should definitely listen to them. They broke up for a long time, then got back together, and it was amazing to see them perform together. And we just were wondering, yeah, from the folks listening out there, is there a group that you would love to see get back together? Or is there a band you're just like, don't get back together. Nobody needs this. See, your old days were fine. Absolutely fine. You can do that by calling us 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also leave a comment on the live stream. We see all you folks in live stream land. Leave a comment on the live stream. And you can also download the Civic Media app and text us or call us through that Civic Media app. I don't think I would want to see the Beatles ever get back together if they were still alive. I think that time is way, way done.
Yeah, I think they just were such a staple for so long, it would kind of feel a little tired. And at least Paul and John, I'm not super familiar with Ringo solo work, but John and Paul both have had relatively successful solo careers, even though John obviously passed away way too early. So, yeah, I don't know. It seems like it would be a little odd.
I think that I'm glad that the Beatles missed the 70s, because, you know, they had their sound when they first started. It was very poppy, very rocky, very, you know, shake your head, woo-hoo, about love. And then they moved on and they started talking about more important topics to them. And that was great to listen to. But I don't think anyone really would want to see a Beatles disco song. I mean, I'm not. I don't think I'm the only one. And I love disco music. I just don't think they would have been good at it.
As a band, I certainly don't think so. Maybe like a Paul McCartney disco song might have been kind of funny. But like, yeah, as a group, I think it would have been. You're right. Very weird.
Yeah. We got a text on the live. We got a text saying the band Supertramp is a band they'd love to hear. Whomever they are, they're listening to WAUK. But Supertramp is a fun band. That very poppier rock band from England. And then Jesse from Dane County has my absolute heart right now, because Jesse said Mothers of Invention, which also, once again, I feel like I'm always just the oldest man in the room around you, Calvin, because that's the band that gave us Frank Zappa. And Frank Zappa is, if you don't know, recorded like 200 albums. And really made art rock, fun and funny. But yeah, that's absolutely a band that I just love to see Frank Zappa. But if you haven't ever, his son Dweezil does his stuff live, so that's always a good concert. Alicia Saunders on the live stream says, Linkin Park, always Linkin Park. And Alicia, if I'm not wrong, I think they are getting back together. They have found someone to take the lead singer's place, who has passed away a few years ago, but they are getting back together. And also Andrew from Maine is also down for Linkin Park. I didn't realize there were so many people who missed that band.
Yeah, I never went super deep into Linkin Park discography, but I was like 10 or 11 when the Transformers movies came out. And I remember each Transformer movie had a Linkin Park song as its like main song. So I was always a big fan of those songs.
They signed a contract with the band saying, no matter what happens, no matter the quality of these movies, which they are terrible, you will always have a spotlight on our soundtrack.
Well, I'll preface this. It was only ever the Shia LaBeouf ones.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to step on your
Well, to your, be honest, I've history. Only ever even seen the first two ones.
I feel like, Calvin, a lot of times you're saying to be honest, and that's you saying, like, I don't really care about the movies y'all like. I just like my books. Like video games.
There's a lot of... Yeah. I don't know. I like Star Wars.
Really?
Yeah.
Like the whole thing, or is it just, you know, the three movies and then let it be?
This is a very nuanced opinion that I won't get into, but I'll say I like all of them.
You heard it here, folks. Calvin likes all of the Star Wars. If you have any comments, I bet you do. Feel free to drop a comment in the live stream or give us a call, text us. Jake, formerly of the LP, says Gen X here missed artists Zeppelin, Bowie, Prince, Soundgarden, and the Cars. The Cars are an amazing band, Calvin. If you want a band that, in my opinion, should be in the same conversation as the Beatles, and I mean that, it's the Cars. It's pop rock at its finest, constructed and well-crafted. Tap your foot. You're always going to sing it at a wedding or an event, and you're going to have their greatest hits in your car because it's that good. It's that reliable as far as songwriting and just fun.
Yeah, I came up with a group that okay. I would like to see get
He's
back
got a group.
Together.
All right, who?
They're more of music producers than artists themselves.
Yeah.
But Daft Punk would be really cool to see them get back together.
Oh my. Do you know, Calvin, that they were asked to do a performance at the 2024 Summer Olympic in Paris and they said no?
And yeah, that's insane.
I feel like, you know, I wouldn't have put too much stock in it. I wouldn't have said, oh, they're back together. I said, all right, this is a big moment. They're French, of course they would be performing. And they said no, and it broke my heart because that is a band, Calvin, I kid you not, I've told my wife this, if they got back together and went on a tour, I would probably max out a credit card to see them. I would fly to wherever I had to. I'd get a hotel room. I'd spend way too much money on a ticket, and I would be so incredibly happy. We can keep the conversation going. If you have more thoughts on bands you'd like to see reunite or bands, you know, just don't reunite. We're going to come back with more from you, more from us, Calvin and myself, Greg Bach, on Matt and Air on Air. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay close, stick around, stay hydrated.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Pickleball. Yeah. Where's Greg Baca on this? Because I'm about to offend all these many, many people in Wisconsin who play it. It's overgrown ping pong. I mean, come on.
It's underbaked tennis.
Well, I've already done it because on the text line, Matt from Germantown, don't make fun of pickleball.
We're not making fun of pickleball. We're simply making fun of the people who play pickleball. There is a difference.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
To you. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Box, sitting in for Jane Matt and Air, who is on vacation. I got Calvin on the board, Sweet Kelby, the board lord, Dr. Slide, and we are coming to you live on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can be part of the conversation. Text or call, same number, 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. You can also drop a comment on the live stream, and we got a lot of people on the live stream right now who could... We want to hear from you, folks. Calvin wants to hear from you. And, of course, that opening music is, yes, as you said, the one song everyone knows on guitar now. It used to be Stairway to Heaven, played very poorly. Now it's Wonderwall by Oasis, who is reuniting after 15 years, because nothing solves a family squabble like a big old pile of cash. Alicia Saunders on the live stream saying, I have so many memories involving Linkin Park. I love that. I love that when a band is a part of, is a bedrock of your growing up and brings you back to a place. I'm not saying good or bad, but it brings back to a place of maybe thinking about who you are and, you know, healing and moving forward and things like that. And also, Alicia agrees with Calvin. I'm with Calvin. I like all the Star Wars movies. And here's the thing is, I don't love all the Star Wars movies, but I enjoy all of them. I don't have a huge opinion, but I think that infuriates fans even more because they want you to hate this TV show and this movie. And I'm like, I paid my $15 and I had fun and that's all I needed.
Yeah, we don't need to make this a Star Wars segment, but
do we?
Been through the ringer with my personal feelings on the sequel trilogy. I have to do some mental gymnastics to get the continuity of the story to a place where I like it in my head.
Yeah.
But I have it in a place where I can enjoy it for what it is.
Yeah, exactly. And that's all you need to do. You just have to enjoy it for what it is. And if it means something to you, that's it. And no one else's opinion honestly matters on it, especially when we're talking about Star Wars. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, then watch something else. Jake on the live stream is also chiming in here saying... With regard to bands that could reunite, only band I can think of that has all members alive but is done and not back is REM. Most others get back together at some point for the cash. I got to see REM in 1995. Their last tour they ever did as a quartet. It was an amazing show. They did do an interview recently, Jake, if you didn't see it on YouTube. It's with CBS about being inducted into, I believe, the Songwriters Hall of Fame or a Hall of Fame in Georgia. And it was a great interview. 40 minutes, they really get into it. They're honest, but they do love each other, and that's important. Another band that's still got all of its members, they're still alive, is the band Black Sabbath, which is beyond me. But they would be an awesome band to see, too.
Yeah, I would be nervous watching that show. Ozzy is just so old.
They're having health issues, and I get it. Like, I have a lot of respect for that, saying, all right, let's not do this. Let's just retire on a higher note and just be, as I said before with regard to Donald Trump, just be the elder statesman and be revered, because that's what they'll be.
Yeah, I mean, Ozzy has a podcast with his kids now.
Never listening to that. Can't.
I've seen clips of it, and he actually seems healthier now than he did 15 years ago.
That's great.
But he's certainly old.
Yeah. He's an older gentleman, and as we know, older gentlemen, older people, they start to slow down, and that's just part of life. And I don't think I could listen to that, because I would just be like, can someone just give him a water or something or a hug? I don't know. Jim from Appleton says ELP, which is Electric Light Orchestra, or Pink Floyd. I would also, if Pink Floyd got together, even though I believe, yeah, one of their members is now gone. That would be another show where it would fill soccer stadiums around the world. Hundreds of thousands of people would come out to see them if that happened. But as we know, they do not get along. Brendan in New Jersey is on the call right now. Brendan, what say you? What bands are you interested in seeing reunite or not?
Well, I had kind of a different story. I had a Star Wars thing, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah. Talk about Star Wars. We're here for you.
Okay. Just a quick story for Calvin. I grew up in Marin County, California, and that's where Lucas was from. My buddy had a print, and his family had a printing shop. There was a building next door that was always shut off and or shut down, and the windows were always closed out. One day after helping my buddy with a printing job, we were leaving his building to come and go get lunch, and the two side doors was opened. And guess what was hanging there? The Death Star. It was the original building where they were filming the original Death Star scenes, you know, with the models and everything else. As soon as two people saw us looking in the doors suddenly slammed shut. Also, George Lucas built the original ranch out in Lucas Valley, which was in Marin County, which, funny enough, was also where the juvenile hall was. But that's where he built the original Lucas Ranch.
Well, thank you for that story, Brendan. Yeah, I mean, thank you for calling. That, yeah, Marin County, that the Skywalker Ranch is a place of amazement. It's so big, it has its own fire department. And I have at home somewhere in a box a patch from their fire department. And that fire department's logo has the Millennium Falcon designed within. And I'm never going to sell it. I'm never getting rid of it. It's mine forever.
Yeah, that's really cool. Just to connect it back to music back a little bit.
Yeah.
Star Wars, I think, in the cultural zeitgeist is almost really similar to the Beatles. They might not be for you. You might not necessarily like it, or it, but they came at a very pivotal time for their respective industries and shaped how the culture consumes their respective medias.
Yeah. You cannot deny the sheer influence of those properties, whether it's Star Wars, the Beatles, we're talking about Black Sabbath, they all have their place. And I think that too, you know, if you don't like the property, that's fine, but don't dislike the fact that people like what you dislike. That's a lot of words I just said, but it makes sense. Like, people go on these message boards and scream and yell. It's like, you know, then don't watch it. Go home, watch something else, read a book. Calvin has got a lot of books he can suggest to you, and to the point where somebody actually said, they tweeted in earlier, will you be getting, it was Andrew from Maine said, will future editions of Civic Media's newsletter include Calvin's book reviews? Come on now.
See what I can do, but
Calvin.
My reading is sporadic, so I'd have to consult. Like I said, I can read 4 or 5 books in a month, but I'll only read like 10 books in a year. So I take time off.
That's fine. Even if you had just one book to recommend, I think people would appreciate it. Maybe it's a quarterly thing.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
There you go. So we can make this happen. We can talk to the powers that be. That's how friendship works. So also Brendan on the live stream, who just called, said ELP is going out on tour. That is Jeff Lynne's ELP, not probably the whole original band, but when you sign up for ELP, Jeff Lynne's who you want. But yeah, it's going to be a fun time. If you go see that, if you get a chance to see, my friend actually offers, like, you want to go see Oasis? I'm like, are you paying? Because that's an expensive ticket. We're going to take a break right now, but on the other side of that break, we're going to talk about Labor Day memories, trips. Are you part of a union? Call in, text 855-752-4842. Or you can drop a comment on the live stream. This is Matt and Aaron Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay close. You are amazing.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Big travel weekend underway with 17 million people expected to be screened at airports before Wednesday. One of two doctors accused of playing roles in the death of Friends star Matthew Perry made his first court appearance on Friday.
Dr. Mark Chavez has agreed to give up his medical license and to immediately close his medical office in San Diego. His attorney tells me effectively Chavez is no longer a doctor. Prosecutors want Chavez to help them build their case against others accused in the death of Matthew Perry. His attorney says as part of a plea deal, Chavez is fully cooperating. Alex Stone, ABC News, at federal court in downtown L.A.
At a vigil in Dallas Friday night.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Darren Burks, Lord.
Mourners remembering Officer Darren Burks. He was shot and killed in his squad car Thursday by a suspect police identified as Corey Cobb Bay. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
The Packers beat the Ravens. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers won their final preseason game 30-7 over the Baltimore Ravens. Green Bay finishing with a preseason record of 2 wins and 1 loss. On defense, the Packers had 4 takeaways, including linebacker Christian Welch, who once played for the Ravens and is a native of Iola, Wisconsin, head coach Matt LaFleur.
He's just a smart, tough, physical player. I thought that interception that he had was an outstanding play. It looked like, to me, he baited the quarterback right there as a hook player and just made a great break on the ball and made the play. And then he had a heck of a return.
Who's going to be the Packers kicker? Greg Olsen and Anders Carlson both had field goals from beyond 50 yards out. Then Carlson missed wide right from just 32 yards out.
Both those guys went in there and hit a 54-yarder and a 55-yarder, and then there's a poor moment there where we miss a chip shot.
Baseball, Brewers and the A's tonight in Oakland. The Crew winning last night 11-3. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Beautiful holiday weekend weather ahead. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Sunshine and warmer for tomorrow, highs in the low 80s. Highs of 70 to 75 Sunday and Labor Day, more sunshine. And the pleasant temps continue through the rest of next week. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But did you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or take it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Matt Nair on air.
The hour-long rambling from former President Fruit Loops. I think they keep putting him out there as a distraction. What they don't want us talking about is Project 2025.
If you don't think that Trump has anything to do with this, there are 14 hours of videotape starring former staffers of his, and there's no way he didn't know about this, period.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Co-founder of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson.
Trump is now pre-gaming for Republican elections boards at the county and state levels across this country to try to put their thumb on the scale for Trump. And if they don't win on that front, they may resort to violence again, which is why at the Lincoln Project, our goal is not to beat Trump. Our goal is to beat Trump like a rented mule. Our goal is to beat Trump so bad that his bruises have bruises.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special Labor Day edition of the show. We'll look back at Wisconsin history and Labor Day. Be with us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Box, sitting in for Jane Matt and Air. Got Calvin, Sweet Calby, Dr. Sly, the Board Lord over here controlling the ones and the twos. That was a little song called One More Time by Daft Punk, and I got to say thank you for playing that song, Calvin. That band, like I said, you want to know how much that band means to me, Calvin?
How much does it mean to you, Greg?
I have a tattoo of them on my chest.
That's pretty cool. They kind of pioneered the whole DJs wearing helmets thing.
Oh, I mean, absolutely. And it wasn't even just a, like, you know, there's someone like Deadmau5 who wears the helmet sometimes, but you know what Deadmau5 looks like. It became a thing where they put the helmets on and you never saw them again without them. And they stuck to the story of being in the studio one day and at a certain time something went haywire and they turned into robots. They like really stuck to the script to the point where we're like, all right, it's cute. What's your new record? And then you talk about it, you're like, oh God, do they really believe that they're robots? I'm not sure. But, you know, you can find pictures of them without it. And they're just amazing. If you don't listen to them, if you've never listened to them, you should, because Daft Punk is fantastic. If not for the Tron soundtrack alone, I could talk about this for 5 hours and everyone in civic media would be very upset with me if I kept going. But we're going to talk about Labor Day weekend. Labor Day weekend's coming up. We got a 3-day weekend. And like any holiday where we, you know, we get a day off on a Monday, we want to lift up, remember all those who fought in the past for labor rights, for union rights, for the weekend. You've seen the bumper sticker. If you like the weekend, thank a union member, 8-hour workday, livable wages. And we want to know from you, the listener, whether you're on the live stream or if you are listening on the radio or on your app. What does Labor Day mean for you? It doesn't have to be a union memory either. It can be, do you take a trip? Do you relax? Is it a cookout? We want to hear from you. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. The call or text on those numbers. You can also leave a comment on the live stream, but we want to know about you and your experience with Labor Day. And does it involve a union tie? Is it, you know, are you a union member? Calvin, what do you generally do for Labor Day weekend?
Yeah, my family's not super huge on the summer holidays. We'll probably head over to my aunt's house who lives in the next neighborhood over, and she has a pool. So we probably have a little cookout. How about you, Greg?
Well, first of all, I'm just so interested. I'm not going to give away your home address, of course, but you said you live in Eagle?
Yes, I do.
What is the next town over?
Well, the next...
Or like the next, yeah. Where your aunt lives.
My aunt still lives in Eagle. Okay. She's just in another subdivision. But we kind of have Maguanago's the bigger community.
Yes.
And then Palmyra is the like sister town that we share a high school with.
Gotcha. For me, Calvin, I don't know, but I think I've mentioned this before, but Eagle has a really deep place in my heart because when I was a kid, we would go to Eagle Days, which where there was a parade and then it was always a big fair afterwards. And my grandpa, I don't know how he did it, but he always had an envelope full of tickets for us to ride rides and play games. And it was just I remember the Shriners Club and their tiny motorcycles with their hats running around. So I love the fact that you live in a place that has such a deep memory for me. And it's just, I think it's fantastic. You asked me what my plans are. Every year is the same for us. Tomorrow we're going to get in the car and we are going to drive to a relative's house and we're going to celebrate the day with family, cook out, maybe clinking a few cool beverages and just having a good time. This is our first year taking Maybell with us and that will be very interesting, but we're going to have a good time, but that's what we do every year. And we just make sure to spend it with family. It's like a little family reunion, which is fun. So we want to know what you are going to be doing this Labor Day weekend. Is it a trip? Is it working? Are you a union member? What is your memory of that? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can call or text, drop a comment on the live stream. Alicia, I love hearing from you on the live stream. You're just always a bright, sunshiny day for us. Alicia says, a typical Labor Day for me is staying home and gaming on my computer. This year is a touch different. I got to be in the Labor Day parade as a candidate. Well, congratulations to you. I hope you wore comfy shoes. I'm not sponsored by them, but I love Hokas. They make my old legs feel fine. Calvin, what's up? I see you getting the mic close.
I just said shout out to Alicia. She has very similar plans to me.
maybe I saw this on the live stream earlier. They were asking you what your platform was or your console was because they wanted to like involve you in a race game or something, like a racing game.
Yeah, Brandon was asking me about iRacing. My iRacing is pretty cool. From my, it's a racing game that is simulation based.
Yeah,
and typically the people who are really into it have quite expensive setups with wheels and pedals. And yeah, it would be really fun to get into. I played the F1 racing game a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's obviously not very immersive using a controller to drive a car, but it's still, racing's fun for sure.
Yeah. PJ on the live stream also, I think, shares the same thing as Alicia. It's just another day for me also. Gaming on my Xbox One. I feel like I really missed out on the gaming world. I have a PS3 at home, and that's, I know all the kids are laughing at me right now. It's collecting dust in our basement because I can't play it. Because if you see me trying to play a video game, it's funnier than watching the video game itself because it absolutely is ridiculous. I cannot get a hold of that kind of lifestyle, but I love that people engage and spend so much time doing it. And yeah, so if you have any thoughts on Labor Day, if you want to call us or chime in on what your thoughts are and what your plans are for Labor Day, feel free to give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can drop a comment on the live stream. We saw some comments coming through on the text line. Let's see here. Just pulling up my phone here. Sherry from HorrorCon. First of all, hi, Sherry. I just want to say that. Hi, Sherry, because she always greets us every single time. She says, hello. Hi, Sherry. She said she loves to read too, Calvin. And Sherry, what do you like to read? You can let us know by texting. Calvin, you're more of a fantasy guy, correct?
Yeah, lately I've been getting into more sci-fi, but yeah, always fiction.
Always fiction. You don't read the hardcore like biographies or big histories? No, it's just, it's fiction.
I have two fiction or nonfiction books on my shelf that I plan to read at some point. I have one about kind of a overview of Viking history, and then I have one about this expedition to a hidden temple in the Amazon rainforest.
Oh, that's a history. Wow. Okay. That sounds like a movie right there.
Yeah, I guess. There's like pictures and stuff. I'm not exactly sure how it's written. The title jumped out at me at the bookstore and said, I figured, hey, let's try some nonfiction.
I love it. I love it. Andrew from Maine gives us a very good compliment on the text line as well. He says, Beatles and Star Wars are almost as important as civic media. Okay, sir, you be still my heart. Thank you very much, Andrew. We always appreciate you commenting and getting in touch with us as well. Yeah, it's going to be a fun time. We hopefully you'll have a good drive down, but we want to make sure that it's going to be good weather because we're also driving through Chicago, which is never, never fun at all, Kelvin.
Yeah, I know. My mom was born and raised in Toledo, mm-hmm. Ohio, so we don't go as often as we should, but we do a little family reunion at the beginning of August. And it's always timing it out. We got to miss the Chicago traffic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We do have a call in line. It's Tom from LA. Tom, what say you? What are you doing this Labor Day weekend?
Excited, man. I'm excited. I'm actually going back to Wisconsin, Durand, Wisconsin.
Where is Durand, Wisconsin? Where on the glove?
30 miles south of Eau Claire.
It's 30 miles south of Eau Claire. Okay. Is this a yearly thing for you?
Eau Claire, Durand, Tom.
Is this a yearly thing for you or is this a special trip?
Probably twice a year. We have season tickets for the Packers, so we go watch a game usually at Christmas time. And also my family's lived in Durand forever.
Yeah.
So we're gonna be bar hopping this weekend. We're gonna be doing a hayride. Hanging out at my sister and brother-in-law's cabin. Then we're going to Florida Rapids. And my sister lives over in Rome. And then we're going to go from there. We're going to go to Green Bay. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm actually looking forward to it. And probably also going to be knocking some doors.
All right.
Doing what I can to get Harrison Walls elected, since I basically do that for a living anyway. So yeah. It's like just, you know, knock on a few doors or people that I've known for years and just tell them what's at risk with Project 2025. You know, I mean, that's, I think it's a very important thing. So anyway, yeah, but I was ready to party and have a great time, actually.
That sounds like the most Wisconsin thing to do this weekend. Yours, hayride, having some cocktails, cabin, and then knocking on doors for democracy. We love it, Tom. Thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate hearing from you. That's a lot of work. That's going to be, I mean, and up in that area, Wisconsin, that's a lot of doors that might not agree with you, but we really give it up to anyone who wants to put the good work in, especially knocking on doors in northern Wisconsin.
Well, yeah, and organizing is the spirit of Labor Day.
Wow, I love that. Organizing is the spirit of Labor Day. Absolutely. John from Oshkosh listening to WISS says, I will be enjoying a few labor lagers from Minocqua Brewing Company while I make my final preparations for the bear hunting opener on Wednesday. My goodness, I feel like I have fun. People are that's like Canada type of plans right there. Bear hunting. I believe we had somebody on the show months ago. You have to obtain a special license to do that. But yeah, there's bear hunting happening in this state now.
Yeah, I mean, bears are certainly they can be a nuisance, and they're not something we're used to having in our area.
No.
I mean, my dad lived a more rugged lifestyle before he got married. He was big into hunting and fishing. He went up to Canada and got a bear. So he loves to tell that story.
He doesn't hunt anymore?
He's just kind of lost interest around, I don't want to say it's when we were born, when his kids were born, because it didn't happen then.
Yeah.
But around before we went to high school, he kind of lost interest.
Gotcha. So he never took you hunting?
I sat in a deer stand with him a couple times unsuccessfully, and I've been in turkey hunting with him a few times where we did get something.
Was it the fact that, like, you have to sit quietly for hours and just basically do nothing? Because that sounds, I would not be able to shut up.
Yeah, it's certainly not for me. I don't know if it's like ADHD or something, but yeah, I get sick of it pretty quick.
Yeah. Folks, if you have any other plans this weekend, Labor Day plans, feel free to give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Love to hear you. Drop a comment on the live stream right now if you are watching on Facebook, YouTube, or the site that we will always call Twitter, no matter what Elon says. We are here listening to your stories and your thoughts on Labor Day as well. We very much appreciate you being here. Do not forget that you can sign up for the Civic Media Digest, which all you have to do is go to civicmedia.us/email, and you're going to get top podcast hours from your favorite shows on Civic Media programs, news and commentary from the Civic Media team, and learn about what's going on across the statewide network here at Civic Media. That will come right to your inbox every single week, and we will make sure you get that going to civicmedia.us/email. And then don't forget, we got Todd Elba coming up at noon after us following the news break. Todd's going to have a great show for you. We got great guests coming up for the rest of the day. And then we're going to take ourselves a small break. We're going to get, hopefully hang out on Monday. Are you working on Monday? Are you laboring?
I am very lucky to have off.
Oh, that is very, very fun. I very much love the fact you have that. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. We got one more segment, and we're going to be talking about Labor Day plans, as well as reading some more of your texts and comments here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air. Stay close. Stay hydrated. You are amazing. Stay close. One more time, I've got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate and dance so free. One more time, you just got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate and dance so free. One more time, you just got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate and dance so free. One more time, you just got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. One more time, I've got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate, celebrate and dance so free. One more time, you just got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate, celebrate and dance so free. One more time, you just got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. They put out fake AI photos of
Taylor Swift saying that she endorsed him.
Right. And Trump retweeted that. And of course, all of that is untrue.
Don't mess with the Swifties. You'll have my daughters showing up.
I mean, it's a whole new level of Swift boating.
Trump and Las Vegas might get Swift boated, all right. Taylor Swift boated.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. My name is Greg Bach, sitting in for Jane Matinair, who is currently on vacation, and we want to wish her the happiest of vacations. She'll be coming back a week from Monday. We are talking about your plans for Labor Day weekend. Do they involve a trip? Do they involve hanging out? Cookout? Are you part of a labor union? Are you going to Labor Fest this weekend or on Monday? What are your plans? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream, which is streaming currently on Facebook, YouTube, and the website, the social media place we still call Twitter, because Elon doesn't have that as much power over us as he thinks. Calvin, pretty much you're going to be hanging out, maybe going to your aunt's house. That sounds like a good time. We got some more texts. Sue from Franklin says, we're going to be stocking up at Minocqua Brewing Company. They have apparently a tap room in Madison. They're stocking up for their debate watching party. If there is a debate, as we talked about earlier today, earlier this week, Sue, we're not sure if Donald Trump will actually be showing up to the debate. He has cast some doubt. Now, will he actually not show up? Probably not. The man loves a microphone. He loves attention, and he wants focus on him. But regardless, even if there isn't a debate, you get to have some good, good beverages. So, and then Steady Eddie says, bears are a nuisance, question mark. I feel humans often are a nuisance. I don't disagree with that as well. I feel like I do my best to stay away from bears at all cost, and therefore I'm not a nuisance in their life.
Yeah, I didn't mean that. I misspoke a little bit, but nuisance I meant they get into garbage cans. They do that kind of thing.
If you've seen The Great Outdoors, you know what we're talking about. We have Mark from Cudahy on the phone right now. Mark, what's your plans for this weekend?
Well, I'm going to go down to Labor Fest and see my son and some other members of my family and a lot of friends.
Excellent. Are you a member of the labor? Are you a labor member yourself?
Yes, I'm a union sheet metal worker.
Excellent. Excellent. How long you've been in the labor? How long you've been in your union?
Well, I'd like to say my whole life because my father was a member of the same union, but I've been a dues paying member for 44 years.
So it would be safe to say, Mark, that union is in your blood.
Absolutely.
Well,
two of my nephews, my brother, we were all in the same union as my father.
Well, Mark, we appreciate you calling in and appreciate you being a part of a great organization and the work that you guys do to not only, you know, make sure that your brothers and sisters are taken care of, but also influence the way that the non-union workers are treated as well. So we're going to keep the fight going into 2024 in the election. And yeah, thank you very much. Enjoy the celebration at Labor Fest, Mark. And thanks for calling. We appreciate you. We got Matt from Middleton texting in on WAUK. I work at the post office, so I know the importance of a union. We would work 7 days a week without them. Thank God for labor unions. Absolutely, Matt. As I said before, there's a bumper sticker that says, you like the weekend? Thank a union member. Thank the labor movement, because they are the ones who helped get us to that place where we weren't working 22 hours a day for 10 cents an hour. And, you know, not being valued as workers. So we really appreciate you, everyone, texting and commenting on the live stream or calling in today. It's made a really fun show for us. If you're not doing anything this weekend, you know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to do a shameless plug right now, Calvin.
I'm ready for it.
You're ready for it? You're ready for what for the hot goss I'm about to drop?
Yeah, I think a lot of people will be interested.
Thanks, buddy. We know a lot of people on the live stream will be interested. They're right there, not saying anything. But if you're not up to anything this weekend and you are living in southeastern Wisconsin or willing to make a journey, you can come to the Laughing Tap this weekend. We got two shows this weekend, one tonight, one tomorrow, with Tim Smith headlining. Tim Smith is a great comedian, and he is touring all over the country. He's fantastic. He's been at Comedy Central, and tickets are only $22 online. Go to laughingtap.com, or you can come to the door with a $25. There are no drink minimums, so we keep the entertainment going high. We keep the cost low, but you can go to laughingtap.com for more information on our shows this weekend. Come on out. I'll be there tonight. I won't be there tomorrow, but if you come out tonight, you'll see me immediately. I'll be the big guy with the big gray beard and long hair, and they'll just be like, "Are you Greg?" And I'll be like, "I am Greg." I've actually had that very many times. I've been stopped at the club and said, like, "Are you the guy on the radio?" I'm like, "Yes, I am." And it makes me feel so good. And then I always tell them it's all Calvin's work. He's the one who makes us sound so good.
Well, that's very nice of you, Greg. I thought you were going to say, "No, that's the other guy, but what do you think about him?"
Tell me your thoughts on Jane. Jane is amazing, and anyone who says differently can answer to my stern words. So we'll be down at the Laughing Tap having a great time. We hope you can join us if you can. But if not, regardless of what you're doing, we hope you have a happy, safe, and fun Labor Day, and you're able to celebrate with friends and family and just kick back. Because let's face it, after so much going on, so much election talk, work, the whole thing, we all deserve a little bit of a rest, and we hope that that includes you this weekend. I want to thank everyone for listening. I want to thank everyone for tuning in, for watching on the live stream, for calling and texting. It really means the world to us. It's without your engagement, without talking to you, without you listening, there is no us, and we really, really appreciate it here, not just on Matt and Aaron Air, but Civic Media. Your continued support is very, very beautiful, and it does not go unnoticed. And we want to thank all of our guests this week for being here. We want to thank Dan Schaefer for being our guest on the show today. He is, as you know, the new political editor for Civic Media. He is also the founder of the Recombobulation Area. You can go to his website, the Recombobulation Area, and subscribe right now. I believe he's having a sale right now, and that's always a good deal because that is award-winning journalism done locally for you, the listener and the reader. You can go to Recombobulation Area, sign up there. And then, hey, in the future days of the election, we're going to get a lot of great commentary from Dan, and we hope you're here for that and you stick around. We are going to say good day for you, good day to you for the rest of the weekend. We hope you're fun and safe and great. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, as always. My name is Greg Box, sitting in for Jane Matinere, who will be returning a week from Monday. I want to thank Calvin, the board lord, for doing all the great work. And we want to thank the engineers for doing the great work. And we hope you have some joy today, and we hope you have the chance to share it. As always, Todd Alba follows us from noon to two, followed by the news. And we hope you have a fantastic day, a fantastic weekend. Stay close. Stay hydrated. You are awesome. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Pat Kreitlow.
We'll be back live at 6 a.m. Tuesday. On Monday, catch our recent climate check segment on protecting our freedom to have clean air and water.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.